This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
It's so important that we make the effort and we get along with our neighbours. Well, Joy Drive's neighbour is the organisation Minus 18. So I reckon let's get to know them. Sean Galway is the video content coordinator at Minus 18. Sean, welcome to Drive.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Warren.
It's good to finally. I mean, I should have come over and said, can I borrow a cup of sugar or something like that?
Email works fine.
How was the trip? It's a long way to come.
Yeah, I'm glad there's a water fountain on the way. It's a bit tiring.
Now, you have your video content coordinator.
Yes.
I assume that means TikTok is involved in that role.
Yes.
And I believe you just started. Tell us about that.
Yeah, TikTok is everything that's involved in this role. Yeah, we've just launched on the platform in about mid-Jan and really aiming to talk to our prospective attendees where they are. We're seeing a real shift in Gen Z using TikTok a lot more than other social media platforms. So that's where we're looking to talk to them.
Fantastic. I want to talk about Minus 18 as well and what it does. But before we do, let's keep going about TikTok. So you're saying that Gen Z, is that what you call them? Gen Z?
Yes.
Are going onto TikTok. So they're getting rid of Instagram, are they? Are they moving off? Are they migrating away?
Not necessarily moving off Instagram. I would say that they've definitely left Facebook in the rearview mirror.
Even I left Facebook.
Yeah, I haven't touched it in a while. No offense to them. But yeah, it's just a shift into the video style platforms have a lot more interactivity. They're a lot more creative and they just have more of an opportunity for people to engage with the content itself. And so for us, we organize free events for 12 to 19 year olds. So we want to make sure that we're talking to them where they are and they're not really using Facebook anymore. So gone are the days of the Facebook event. There's a whole bunch of different things that we've got to do now to, you know, tell any prospective queer young person that they can, you know, attend our events. And we've seen that like over 50% of Gen Z users on TikTok do actively attend in-person events that they find on the app, which is exactly what we want to hear in terms of, you know, getting our audience and our events out to every corner of the country.
So I've been taking a break from social media and it's over a year now, which has been great. And of course, you do start to miss out on a few events. And it was Facebook a couple of years ago. And you're right, there was the event and you'd add it to your calendar. So what happens on TikTok if someone has a party or there's something that you want to go to? How do you let people know? Is there a similar feature?
Not so much on TikTok. The general kind of, I guess, narrative is, you know, you'd speak about the event with the information via a video or a photo and then direct the person who's, you know, listening to it, reading it to wherever they can get the tickets from. Mm-hmm. So that's usually via a link tree, like link in bio or via your website. And with all of our tickets being free, it's just that easy step of all you have to do is register and put your name down. There's no purchasing required or anything like that in terms of barriers. A young person can see the event, see they're in the same area it's happening and sign up straight away.
I love this because we're learning from young people on what to do on social media. But you know what I like about it is it annoyed me about Facebook that I felt like it was in control of our calendar, of our diary. And if someone wasn't on Facebook, then of course, you know, you miss out on the event. So this, we have to then go and add it to our calendar manually, essentially. So it's like going backwards in a way, but it's that process of adding it that sort of commits it to memory, et cetera.
For sure. And I think that's what makes it maybe more intentional that, I feel like with the old Facebook events, you would just click attending to anything that came into your inbox, whereas now, you know, everyone's time's a lot more valuable or they're more in more specific with what they do in their time. So if it's not what they want to do, see or hear, then they're just simply not going to go.
We're chatting with Sean Galway from Minus 18, who is Minus 18's video content coordinator. Sean, now you've just launched another youth event, or it's coming up. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, for sure. So we have a Craftanoon Hangout happening on May 11th, and this one's hosted by our Minus 18 young leaders in the lead up to the International Day Against LGBTQIA Plus Discrimination, or IDAHOBIT, that's on May 17th. So this one's a Craftanoon held here at the Pride Centre. So like I said before, all our events are free for 12 to 19 year olds, and we've got a bunch of different interactive activities for young people to, you know, get their hands into it, get creative. And our young leaders host, we've got like an affirmation jellyfish activity and a drag icon activity. We've got colouring in, we've got badge making, we've got Jenga, just a whole bunch of fun and games that, you know, young people can play together in the, and it's all set up for them to, you know, start conversations, meet new people and meet other queer young people just like them.
Fantastic. I wish I could go back and be young because we didn't have any of this stuff. How important is a day like IDAHOBIT Day in terms of visibility of support? How important is it? Because I would imagine that, you know, if I was back at school and, you know, in my early teens and, you know, being quite scared just coming to terms with sexuality, and then if I saw someone wearing a purple T-shirt and I knew that they were an ally of some sort, I could go up to them and say hi, I'd feel so much better. We had none of that. How important is it?
For sure. And, like, that's exactly what the day is all about, is, you know, being an active and visible ally. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not enough to just share the, you know, the social media tiles. That's great to do, by the way. Follow us at Minus 18 Youth. But you've got to do a lot more, and you've got to make sure that you're, you know, taking meaningful actions to be visible. You know, The day started in 1990 when the World Health Organization removed homosexuality from the classification of diseases. But, you know, it's been 34 odd years and 2 in 3 LGBTQIA plus young people still experience abuse based on their identity. Mm-hmm. So, despite, you know, all the things that have happened in that time that are positive, it's still something that we see every single day. And like you said, just, you know, a pronoun badge or a rainbow lanyard or a rainbow kind of anything, especially for young people that may not have, you know, a queer family member or someone to look up to, just seeing that, you know, rainbow on someone's socks or rainbow on someone's badge, you know, especially in a school environment, makes them feel a little bit safer.
I noticed you refer to it as IDAHOBIT season. We've often talked about it as IDAHOBIT Day. Are we expanding it into a sort of a longer duration? Because I think that would be fantastic. I mean, really, it should be IDAHOBIT year, shouldn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Every day.
I mean, we look at the day being May 17, but I think, you know, there's way too many things to fit into one day. So, and, you know, we've really got to, you know, take up the space and opportunity that there is. So we have the event on May 11th, and then we've got a online inclusion training webinar on the 15th, and just really, you know, filling out that week. So, you know, just say someone's got annual leave on the 17th, there's still other ways for them to engage and get involved with the day. And, you know, if you're wanting to host a lunch, you can host it on the Saturday, Sunday, you can host it on whichever day you want. The important part is that visible allyship and that moment to reflect in, like, in your pride and what you can supply in terms of, yeah, allyship and inclusion in your community.
Now, I mean, often we would say, for more information, check out the website, but I don't reckon we're going to say check out the website with you. What are we going to say?
We're going to say follow us on TikTok.
Follow us on TikTok.
At Minus 18 Youth. We would love to see you there. But also, you can head to idahobbit.org.au for all of the online resources and to support our work with queer youth as well.
I love it. I'm going to get you back to show me how to use TikTok. I know nothing about it.
Oh, absolutely.
But I need to find out about it. Sean, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
No, thanks for having us, Warren.
That is Sean Galway, the video content coordinator from our neighbour. They're literally right next door, Minus 18.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.